All right, we are at Build, man. What an incredible show it's been so far. Stephen Tobe, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Charles. How are you?
Good. So just wanted to kind of, let's get me up to speed about what's going on here from the developer perspective.
Yeah, it's been a terrific conference so far. Yesterday, we had an awesome keynote about Windows 8.
Yep.
Not only is the platform great, but it's shipping with these amazing tools. So Stephen and a bunch of other folks showed off Visual Studio 11 Express for Windows. You can build these awesome Metro-style applications, whatever language you want to use, JavaScript, C#, Visual Basic, C++. You can get the same experiences across both HTML, XAML.
Excellent.
Pretty awesome. Today's keynote, which I think is just wrapping up, or just wrapped up, showed off some awesome things with Visual Studio 11.
Mm-hmm.
And a great suite of tools, whether you're talking about C++ development with DirectX, whether you're talking about ASP.NET and MVC, an amazing smorgasbord of functionality for developers. It's a great time to be a dev.
Right on. Amen to that. And speaking of which, devs out there, please tweet your questions to hashtag CH9Live or pound CH9Live, whatever the terminology is. And ask some questions, because we have the great Stephen Tobe here. We're also going to have Soma. Soma being the senior vice president responsible for all these tools that people have learned about. He's going to be coming up on here, so start thinking about and get some questions in your mind. But continuing on, the de facto sort of input area, if you will, into this wonderful new world is Visual Studio, period.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you guys have done some insane work. With your new design services. You mentioned the stuff for DirectX.
Yep.
I mean, finally in Visual Studio, we're able to edit images that in a really useful way.
Yeah, well, a big thing for game developers, a game developer typically isn't on their own when they're developing these big games. They're part of a whole team. They have designers and modelers, people building up these models that then get incorporated into the games, or graphic artists that incorporate these assets that get incorporated into the games.
Yeah.
And as a developer, the developer needs to maybe not create all these things from scratch, but view them, maybe manipulate them, debug them, figure out why the assets aren't getting incorporated into the game the way they expect.
Mm-hmm.
So Visual Studio has been enriched Visual Studio 11 with a whole suite of tools for doing graphics editing, not just JPEGs and PNGs, but things like DDS files, which are so prevalent in DirectX applications.
Nice.
With support for all the channels that show up in your images and alpha blending and the like. When you're dealing with these model files that maybe got created in a separate tool dedicated to that purpose, but then get brought into Visual Studio, the developer can see in a full 3D world these models, can see the wireframes, can tweak them, and can incorporate them into their application. And then as they're running, see why certain pixels aren't getting the right color, debug right into it. How did that pixel arrive at what it did? What's the history of it? The call stack that brought us there.
Yes.
Really, really rich support. All the way down to the shaders that you might incorporate into your application with a full design surface for building up and editing these shaders.
So, absolutely.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then people who watch Channel 9 should tune in for an interview you're going to see with Boris Jabes and JP.
Yep.
Duplessis, I believe is his name. Killer Dev. Those are the guys that were part of the team.
Yeah, they work on all this stuff, and they'll speak to it best.
Yes, they will. But you always speak to things great.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Speaking of which, you're parallel, man.
I've spent a lot of time.
So what's going
on?
What's parallel? Talk to me about what's new.
Yeah. So a lot is new across the board. Whether you're a native developer, whether you're a managed developer, whether you're building desktop apps, whether you're building Metro apps, whether you're most interested in programming languages or programming libraries, or whether you're interested in tooling, across the board, Visual Studio 11 is going to be pretty awesome experience.
Yeah.
Some folks have already seen, if you've been watching the keynotes, you've actually seen some of the work we've been doing in C# and Visual Basic with the await and async keywords.
Yes.
Which we've released previously as sort of an isolated async CTP, but that's now been fully incorporated into Visual Studio 11, into .NET 4.5, with a significantly greater experience than you saw in the CTP. Full debugger integration, support for WinRT,
nice.
All this really, really neat thing. Scott showed off today in his keynote integration with ASP.NET MVC.
Okay.
I think maybe you have Scott coming on later.
We do. Scott is coming on later.
Yeah, so you could talk to him about that.
After Soma, totally.
So some really cool things around asynchrony. We've done a lot of work. There's some talks coming up later this week about new libraries that show up in .NET 4.5 for async. Mm-hmm. We've also done a lot of work on the native side. We have this thing called C++ AMP.
Yes.
So basically being able to take advantage of GPGPU right from within your C++ applications. Mm-hmm. You write your C++ code the way you're used to writing it, and all of a sudden it gets to run on your GPU.
Yes.
Massively accelerated.
Totally.
So some really great things there. Great support in Visual Studio for debugging your GPU code for whether you're doing CPU or GPU, looking at what's happening across the system. So when people get the Visual Studio 11 bits and they start playing with all these tools, I think they'll be pretty excited.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. I have to agree. And you know, they already have had them in their hands now for what, 8 hours or so?
Yeah, the Visual Studio 11 Express bits went out yesterday, and I think folks will be able to get the Visual Studio 11 full bits at some point in the near future. I don't know what's been announced, but
excellent. Yeah. Well, yeah, neither do I. I mean, we're not making announcements.
Exactly.
But, I mean, they loaded an ISO last night, right, that had sort of a burned image in there.
Oh, okay.
For Visual Studio, I believe.
Great.
Or at least the developers here got that on their tablets. But either way, tweet your questions to #CH9Live. We're going to have Soma coming up here very shortly. He's the Senior Vice President responsible for all these wonderful tools and the incredible Visual Studio product. Now,
absolutely.
Back to you.
Yeah.
What else are you up to these days?
So in addition to all this parallelism work and working on kind of making our native and managed and tooling experiences better, I've also actually been working with Soma on his staff to kind of figure out where we're headed.
Excellent, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's a great addition.
Absolutely, I'm having a good time.
Cool. Now, can we just like kind of talk briefly about this async?
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of the pattern that developers are gonna actually have to, they're gonna have to teach themselves to think differently when they're writing code, regardless of the language that they're using. Can we talk a little about that for a little while? Besides just so you have the async and await pattern that we've talked about in the CTP. Thoughts on moving developers, into this new world of, look, everything needs to be asynchronous.
Right. So we've talked a little bit about asynchrony and why you should care, and we've actually seen in the demos and the keynotes over the last 2 days two really different reasons why you should care, right? With a lot of the talks about developing these Metro-style apps that are fluid and responsive, asynchrony is all about responsiveness, getting things off the UI thread, making sure that everything remains nice and fluid and responsive, and as you move your finger around, everything just sort of remains goodness.
Yes.
We also saw today's keynote with Scott, how you can use asynchrony for scalability. He showed in ASP.NET MVC how if you want to scale to thousands or tens of thousands of concurrent requests hitting your server, you don't want to be blocking all the threads in your server. So you run everything asynchronously so that the threads continue to process incoming requests while allowing these things that, asynchronous I/O to go off and be processed and only take up threads when they come back. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see across all the work we're doing in Visual Studio, in .NET, in C++, in JavaScript, first-class support for dealing with asynchrony from the languages all the way down through the platform.
Excellent.
And a lot of the goal here is to enable developers to write the same sort of linear sequential code that they are used to, but do it in this responsive, scalable manner.
Awesome. Well, I can see that we have Soma has arrived from his keynote. We're going to have him come up here, and we'll talk to him and ask him some questions.
Excellent.
Steven?
Charles?
Always great to talk to you, man.
You as well.
And hopefully we'll see you again on Channel 9 Live.
I'd love
and
to
And also
be here.
Channel 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock and roll.
Great. Thanks.
All right. Take care, man.